begin with the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuftasim Aleph. The Gemara says, "Honor Abonav, Chayiv Odom Musameach Bonav Uvnei Beis Soib Regel Shnevus of Machtim Chagecha V'mem Samchom B'Yayim." Yehuda Imer Anoshim Broilem Anoshim Broilem Anoshim Broilem B'Yayim Anoshim B'Mayim. Tell me, he's involved with the Tzivayim by Tzivayim by Tzivayim Pishtam Gvotim. So the Gemara says that is here, he's just explaining that the mitzvah Simchas Yontif Yemekayim, everyone beroilehem, which means anoshim b'yayin, noshim with begodim, and children with the Rambam's with the klois or geizim. Is the Rambam the taisus of him with Simchas Yayin? Haynu b'zman azeh, avo b'zman beis hamikdash, ein simcha el b'basar. Now, what Taisus says seems to be actually a very obvious thing, because the Gemara seems to say it a few lines later, but we'll see that in fact there is a machlokes how to learn how these two words go together, and Taisus seems to be taking a position on that machlokes, as we will see shortly. So the Gemara says, Tanya Rebbeim b'seir aymer b'zman shebeisim migish kaiyim ein simchal v'basar shema v'zavach to shlom v'chal to sham b'samach to fnei Hashem l'kecha. So the Gemara Rebbeim b'seir says that there's two different ways to mekayin the mitzvah of simchas yontif. In the zman of beis hamikdash, it was dafke v'basar, which, as we'll see shortly, means basar of karbonus. Not any basar. And the Gemara brings the pasuk from Hargizim Ha'evil that it says that they shechted their shlamim and they ate it and they were sameach there. And now we have no beis hamikdash. The only oifin of b'mikayim the mitzvah is yayin. So the question is, how do exactly these two things work out? If you could do simcha with other things besides basar kadshim, so even b'zman shebeis hamikdash. So do it in a different way. And if the only way to do it is Vivasar, so is Vivasar, which means Basar Kachim, as we'll see shortly, then just do Vivasar Kachim. So let's first see the next Gemara.
And then it wouldn't be the
right. Right, which we're going to see is the sheet of Sami Shani. So the Gemara says, Tanar Bonav Samachta Bechagecha, L'Rabbeis Kol Minei Simchais L'Simcha. This is coming to include all Minei Simchais. And the Gemara goes on to explain that it means any carbon that you happen to have that has meat in it, Nadarim, Nadavis, Maisa Behema, Kahanim, Chatzis, Vasham, Abuchar, Chaz V'Shoik, any carbon that has meat in it, you can be Yaitse, your mitzvah of Simcha with that carbon. So now, Rashi explains, here Rashi's Bekitzer, the Binyan Rashi and Bezal, Lom, Mamafurish, that really, What does Gemara mean to say l'rabbis kol minei smachis l'simcha? What it means is as follows: that really, since we learned from Hargizim Ha'evil, and there they actually shechted the karbonus, that part of the simcha was the shechitas karbonus, I would think that you have to shecht a carbon specifically for the purpose of being misameach. And in fact, the halach is that if someone didn't have a carbon he was bringing anyway, he was in fact mechuyev to shech the carbon specifically for the purpose of having besar kachim for simcha. That's what shalmei simcha are. Shalmei simcha are, if a person didn't have all the karbonos which he was bringing, he was mechuyev to bring a separate shlamim to be mesameach with. So the Gemara is coming to say that if not for the fact it says b'samachta b'chagecha, if it would have said, where Rashi says, if it would have said v'eveis shlamim v'chal toshem b'samachta, I would have thought you actually have to bring a shlamim. And therefore, that's what this pasuk is coming to teach you. That as long as you have the Gemara says the ikar simcha comes from the actual achila. As long as you have the actual achilas basar, that's enough for the kiyum simcha. But again, it has to be basar kachim. There is a sheet in the Gemara Pesachim. We'll see a little later. There's one man the Amar holds we don't pass like this, but holds that in fact, even though there is not a separate chiv of shechita, you do need that the shechita is connected to the mitzvah simcha. He says you need that the shechita has to take place b'shas simcha. So according to that mandamar, a carbon that was shechted on the erev yantif cannot be used for your kiyum mitzvah. That's one nekuda. And Taisus says halacha l'maisa that that one should have kavana, even in a carbon, even though you're not shechting it b'shas simcha, but you should have kavana when you shech the carbon. This carbon is being shechted for the purpose of simchas yantif as well, even though you're shechting it for a different reason. So here we have these two gemaras. The gemaras is clearly that the mitzvah simcha is bibasar, specifically basar kodshim. And the idea of the specific basar kodshim, they quote here the Shimas ben Yishloima on page Yod. He says the inyan of simcha is a combination of simchas haguf v'hanefesh. Physical simcha is not enough, neither simply simchas hanefesh. One needs the combination of both. And therefore, through achilas basar, that's basar kodshim, you have both the simchas haguf v'hanefesh, and that's why that's the ikar kiyum. So the question is, the Gemara seems to say that there's two eifanim, as we mentioned, there's two eifanim. One is the simchas basar in the zman of beis hamikdash kayim, and one is the zman of beis hamikdash kayim that it can be done with yayin and shayim midi the simcha. So on this nekuda, how we fit these two things together, there seems to be a machlokes rishayim. The Gemara on page Bay, they quote the Gemara in Ma'ikot, the Gemara is a shayla. If the Gemara says that Simchas Avelus is nitche because of Simchas Yantif, and because one's a Seid Diach and one's a Seid Rabim, so Taisa says it would seem from here that Avelus is that the Simchas Yantif is Deraisa, because otherwise we should that Avelus is Deraisa. Otherwise we should say that an Seid Deraisa is Deich and a Seid Rabbanon. Taisa says no, it's not a raya, because Simchas Shar Yomim, when there's no carbon, is only drabanon, and therefore that's why we need the special svara of Yochanan Rabban. So number one is we have Shitas HaTaisvis. That Shitas HaTaisvis is when the Gemara says Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar, which means Basar Kodshim, that is the Kiyum Derais of Simcha. The Kiyum Derais of Simcha is only through Basar Kodshim. And all the Gemaras that discuss that there's other ways of being Mikayim, Simcha, Yayin, Begadim, all these other Kiyumim are only Kiyumim, Derabonon, they are not Midaraisa, they're not part of the Mitzvah Deraisa, there's something Derabonon with Masakin, when we don't have the Eifin of Kiyim Deraisa, Derabonon Masakin, we should have the Kiyim Derabonon through this.
There's no reason having them in the Eifin of
right, L'chari, the whole Kiyum D'Rabbanan is only for someone who can't be Mekayim D'Rais, either not saying Beis Mikdash Kayim, or as we'll see in the Gemara Mitzachim, if even Leili Chal B'Shabbos, or someone Tameh, something like that. I just wanted to mention as a side, something that's Negea Hilchos Pesach, is according, this Taisus makes another Taisus Mitzachim much more Yishmak, is the Gemara, famous Gemara Mitzachim that says, if you drank the Dal Taisus B'Vasachas, which most Yishayim learn means that right away you make Kiddush, instead of waiting throughout the Seder, you drink another three Kaisis, one after another, you drink all four Kaisis, one right after the other. The Gemara says, according to our Gersh from Gemara, Yidei Dal Kaisis Lo Yatza, Yidei Yayin Yatza, Yidei Dal Kaisis Lo Yatza. So there's a big different Gersh from the Gemara, and different Pshat from Yishayim, but Kaisis Gersh is, what should our Gersh from the Gemara, Yidei Yayin Yatza, Yidei Dal Kaisis Lo Yatza, and Taisis explains that what the Gemara means, Rashi would also explain, what the Gemara means is, you yaitzei your mitzvah simchas yantis, but you're not yaitzei your mitzvah stalb taisis. So taisis says, what the havi, you wouldn't be yaitzei simchas yantis. Why would I think you're not yaitzei simchas yantis? So he says, since chazal were misakin, that you have to drink dalb taisis, la'al seder, I would think you're only yaitzei the mitzvah simcha if you drink dalb taisis the way chazal were misakin it. So now, if we would understand that the mitzvah yayin, the mitzvah simcha, that you mekayim the yayin of the reisa, it would be a very chudish dikahavamina. That because you're not being yaitz of the mitzvah rabbanon, you're not going to be yaitz of the mitzvah of the reisa either.
Taisus
of arbekaisus, you're not going to be yaitz of the mitzvah reisa of simcha yantiv either. But according to this place of my cotton, it's much more gishmak to understand that the mitzvah Simchas Yantiv, which you're mekayim with Yayin, is also only Dirabonon. So therefore, we could hear much more Yishmak, the Havamina, that you might not be Yaitzei that mitzvah if you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, other mitzvah Dirabonon of Dal Kaisis.
Is
you have to say one mitzvah knocks out the other mitzvah. It's simple. Pesach at night, the Masak and the mitzvah of $2 like Sukkot, you Masak and mitzvah, whatever you drink for wine, but Pesach.
Right, the Masak and the mitzvah, the Mikhaim is specifically the Dalet Pesach, right. That would be the half meaning that the Gemara is coming to say, not like that. Yeah. So, on page Ches, they bring down the Ran over here. The Ran is the opposite extreme of Taisvis. So the Ran says, page Ches in the Kuntris. So the Ran, he's going on this drasha that ain't some chalba baser, and he says that there's a din of zicha b'shas simcha, which you can't be mekayim when the first day of Shabbos comes out when the first day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. So he says afil achi isal simcha b'baser shalchulin ay b'shayim in isimchis. The Gemara says yain yashan and ksus nikiy. I'm not sure whether Ran doesn't bring down the Gemara's example. But he says, "Shlo amru ein simcha el bebaser elu lemitzvah min amuvcher avoloi laakis." Ran says it's only a mitzvah in amuvcher. The whole din of besar kachim is only a mitzvah in amuvcher. But really, you can mekayim with any mini simcha. So according to this Ran, this taisus that we originally thought was a very simple taisus is obviously not so poshut. Taisus is a mamis when the gemara says mamis simcha v'ayin. Taisus haynu bezman hazeh av lezman beisamishkayim ein simcha el bebaser. Seems like that Tais is coming.
He's
right. Okay, it's coming lafuke from the Ran. The Ran says it's dafke mitzvah mufcher. So Tais says no. That is specifically baser and befrat Tais l'shitasai. They hold that the other minei simcha are only drop on and zikr like that. That bezman shavish and migdash one certainly has to be mekayim the chi of deraisa. Now, if you look at the Rambam seems to have a shita somewhere in between Taisvis and the Ran. Taisus Shita is that other Kumim are Pashta Taisim Maikon, other Kumim are only Drabonon. And certainly Taisim Sakon is clear that if you have opportunity of Sar Kodshim, that's your only option. And the Ran says it's only a mitzvah when I'm of her. So the Rambam says, the mitzvah and Dal, on page Gimel, the Kuntris, is mitzvah nadal who should see vanu smaych b'regalim v'hu amri yisala b'samach b'chagecha. And he says, what how you va'inyan harishayin haramuz eilav b'tzibe azeh who should yakav karben shlom al kalponim. The first inyan rishayin there, Rambam says, is b'makav karben shlomim. And he goes through what the drasha for that is, and then he says, a little far down the paragraph, the kailu b'amru it also includes smach b'chol minei simcha. So we'll see in a minute that it could be zatzal pashem amish like deran. The shagisai learns up a little differently than deran. You could right. One could say that he just means. I mean, inyan harishin sounds a little stronger than mitzvah min amuvcher, and b'frat the way we'll see deran in yad. It sounds a little stronger than mitzvah min amuvcher. Just as a side point, and this might be a little pshat, the Rambam l'shitasai, is the Rambam says what one of the examples the Rambam gives of the things that are included, the other ifanos that are included is he says the lischaik between nigoin the lirkei be migdash levad the yisimchas beis l'shoeva. The Rambam says that the inya, the simchas beis shreva that they made in the beis hamikdash during Sukkot was part of the kiyum of mitzvah samach b'chagecha. Rashi in Sukkah says that the makar for simchas beis shreva is the pasuk in Yeshaya, u'shafte mayim besasim me'minaya Yeshua. It's a chiyuv midivrei kabbalah. That whole simchas midivrei kabbalah is not connected to the mitzvah of simchas yantif. It's a special simcha that had to do with the being shayiv of the mayim. So here we have. It could be if Rashi holds like shita taisis, we would have a very gishmak of pshat in this machlokes that the Simchas Taisa Shita is that the Samach B'chagecha, the only Kiyim Deraisa is Psar Kodshim, nothing else. So obviously Simchas Beishreva has to be a separate Chiyuv. According to the Rambam, and that would be Rashi's Makar of Shaftamayim B'Sosim Eminei Yeshua. According to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Simchas Yantif also includes Kol Minei Simcha, so therefore the Rambam includes Simchas Beis Shreva in that concept as well. Another interesting thing we see from the Rambam is that the Eifanim, that we're Mekayim, this Mitzvah Simcha, might be different from one Yantif to another. That each Yantif depends on what else is happening on the Yantif, might have its own Eifanim of being Mekayim the Mitzvah. So therefore, on Sukkis, it would include Simchas Beis Shreva, which would be another connection to Taisus mentioned earlier, that Taisus says that the Gemara has a Havamina, that perhaps the Simchas Yantif of Pesach, you could only be Mekayim Dal Taisus. The Gemara is a Maisa saying not like that, but maybe the Pshat and Havamina is that the Simchas Yantif of each Yantif is connected to the Yantif. So since Pesach is Man Cheiris Seinu, and the Dal Taisus Der Cheiris, so therefore there would be a Havamina that the Simchas Yantif of Pesach, you don't be Mekayim with the Dal Taisus.
I
think the Pashas in the Rambam is more that this is it's part of the Simchas Yantif. Right. But the Iker Kiyum is the Chon of Beis HaMikdash, of that Kiyum. So here again, the Rambam in Yad also, he says, the Chayiv Adam Liyais Ben Sameach. And then again, he says, V'afish Simcha Murat Kan, Hikar Ben Shlomim, Yeish B'chlal Eisa Simcha L'Smayach U'Bon Avnei Beis HaKalachot Kiroi Loi. So again, the Rambam sounds like the Iker Simcha is the Karban Shlomim, but it also includes other Minei Simchas. That sounds a little stronger than the Lashon HaRan. The Ran saying, really, Simcha just means Mididim Sameach. Psar Kodshim, we learn from the Pasuk, that's Mitzvah Namofer. The Ran sounds like Faket. The Iker Simcha is Psar Kodshim, it also includes other Minei Simcha. So how do we understand this? How do we understand this Mitzvah? So the Shagisari explains, that's how you say here in Tezvav, this is really part of the longer Arichas, but they only bring down this one paragraph. The Shagizari explains as follows. He says that the mitzvah of Simcha is not an objective mitzvah. You know, there's mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, all these mitzvahs is a very defined mitzvah, exactly what you have to do to mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Simcha is not a mitzvah that we can give a very clear-cut definition, exact definition, because everyone has different things, right? For some person, some people, the people eat pas b'melach, so a little bit of meat is a Simcha. For Asher, who always eats expensive foods, so they need a different level for Simcha. So he says the level of Simcha is not a... It's not an absolute thing that the chiyuv is, but the chiyuv is every person has to do whatever they can do to bring themselves to simcha. So he says, since the maximum, the thing which is misameach brings to the maximum level of simcha is besar kodshim. He doesn't explain why, but I guess the svara is like the binyan shleim says that includes both simchas haguf and simchas hanefesh. So therefore, someone who has the opportunity to have Psar Kodshim has to be Mekayim Psar Kodshim. It's not just the mitzvah when I'm of chur. If you have the opportunity to do psar kashim, you don't. You taka, we're not mekayin the mitzvah because you left out. You do not bring yourself to the maximum possibility of simcha that you could have. But the other b'chol, the word that means b'chol is if for whatever reason you're not able to do that maximum level of simcha, b'zman shem yisum yishkayim, or like the Gemara Pesachim says, we mentioned briefly that there's a mandal holds you need zvicha b'sha simcha. So according to that mandal, by the first night of Yontif, where you couldn't have shechted the karbos, since karbos only shechted by day, you couldn't have shechted those karbos b'zman simcha. So therefore, the first night of Yontif, you're mekayim it with Ksus Nikiriya and Yashan. So all those cases, the pshat is that it's not just that someone is not mechuyev in it's not just they're missing out. That's that they're missing out on the mitzvah of mavur. That is the chiyuv of the mitzvah is whatever you are able to do. So for someone who's able to bring psar kachim, that's the shpit simcha. So then for them, ein simcha el bebasar. With someone who either bezman hazeh or someone even bezman amigdash who wasn't able to bring psar kachim, didn't have psar kachim. So for them, bechwal zeh is shar minei simcha. So that's how the Shai Sai explains how we have these two things. And I think that's also part of what this Shad is also what Taisus is coming up, okay? Taisus is saying that Yayin is Daska Bizman Azeh. Because Bizman Mesh Mishkayim, Taisus holds Yayin is not an option. According to the Shai Sai, Avado, anything that's Mesameich is Mechal the Mitzvah. Just if you could have brought yourself to a higher level of simcha, you didn't, so then you missed out on that level of kiyum. So it's not pshat that someone who drank wine bezman hamikdash isn't mekayin as a bechlal. Avad that they have a kiyum mitzvah. But since they could have done more, they could have done psar kachim, so on that level of kiyum, they're missing out.
So with the shakas are your holes, according to Rambam, that you mechuyev bezman hazeh to drink wine because that's simchas guf and simchas neshama.
Well, that part he doesn't explain, but I'm saying that's the chayyim svara why yayin is.
No, I'm saying that would be more than even basar or other things, because it's the only thing that's not as simchas nesham, according to the
right. I mean, the problem is that the Rambam is mashman. That's the way the place can bring it down. That there is a din of basar bezmanas as well. I mean, the Rambam mentions that clearly. The Rambam really mentioned that we saw.
Right, that could be regular simcha. I'm talking about the Bin Shlomo Zinyan of Simchas and Neshama.
Right, that
one.
Right.
So according to Shagat Sarai, you have a chiyuv to go to the highest madrega. So
you'd have a chiyuv to drink wine, specifically, yeah. Yeah. That would be true. The Yosef, the Yamshu Shlema, says that there's actually a more of a chiyuv to drink yayin b'zman hazeh and the world b'zman beis hamikdash, because b'zman hazeh hayayis we're in the zman of galus, so if a person doesn't drink wine, they're not going to be able to achieve the simcha necessary for yontif. That the b'zman even if b'zman beis hamikdash, it could be that you wouldn't necessarily, even someone who wasn't eating basar kashrut wouldn't necessarily need to drink wine because it was easier to come to simcha. Mashein b'zman hazeh we're be'etzim we are in a matzav of avelus. So therefore, there's a greater chiv to drink wine than there was b'zman the base of Mikdash.